audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 18th, 2019. Elevate the point in the heart. Rabash, Tanta, Taramim, Nekudat, Tagin, Otiot, Taramim. Flavors, means one who wants to taste a good taste in life, should pay attention to his point in the heart. Every person has a point in the heart, except it does not shine. Rather, it is like a black dot. The point in the heart is a discernment of the nefesh, soul, of Kedusha, holiness, whose nature is a vessel of bestowal. However, she is in a state of Shekhinah, divinity, in the dust, meaning that a person regards her as nothing. Instead, to him she is as important as dust. This is called Nekudat, ./points. The point in the heart really is like dust, like something quite insignificant, even opposite to any importance. However, it exists necessarily in each of us, and it is from it that we can build our soul. It is because the soul is the quality of bestowal in us. The point in the heart ignites in everyone, and pushes us to something. It shows a person the insignificance of his state, problems, worthlessness, and emptiness. It leads the whole world. We must examine it, and begin to elevate it, that is, come to the understanding that in the egoistic quality of reception we will be incapable of filling ourselves in any way. The world will be continuously destroyed, and we will not be able to do anything about it. The only thing we can do is to begin attributing importance to the point in the heart. It seems black in our perception, because we do not want to be in the quality of bestowal. We resist and do not want to understand what it actually is. This point is the yearning for spirituality, the desire for unity, the desire to bestow. However, we have no desire to bestow in us. Therefore, it shines with black light, giving us a sense of darkness in our life. This feeling pushes a person to search for fulfillment, to search for the meaning of life, from suffering, insignificance, and emptiness. As soon as we begin to develop it, we will feel that it is of primal importance, because through it, we enter into a completely different reality, the spiritual world. From Lesson 0, World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 5th, 2019. Entering the convention. Kabbalah and Beliefs, Part 4. Prayer and Prayer Books. Question: in Kabbalah, prayer means to judge yourself. What does that mean? Answer: it means that a person evaluates himself, his qualities, and checks based on what properties he measures and evaluates the Creator. Therefore, he judges himself. Am I doing it right? Am I rising above my egoism? Can I be objective? Etc. A person carries out internal clarifications of the level of one's perception, how objective it is, and how correctly one senses the Creator, undisturbed by one's inner egoism. Question: is it possible to say that prayer is the realization of what a person desires from the current state, and what state one aspires to? This delta causes a necessary internal request in the person, and although one does not understand whom one is addressing, a person senses changes within himself. Answer: precisely. Question: and this nothing to do with those prayer books also written by Kabbalists? Answer: everything is much more complicated here. Prayer books are what the Kabbalists wrote for themselves, that is, a research plan of their own perceptions, and how it can be corrected and adjusted. Kabbalistic prayer books are a whole system of human interaction within himself, with the world, and the Creator, which is inside him. This is very serious instruction and very serious work. Question: what if you just read what they wrote as is traditionally accepted on holidays without understanding it? Does it have any effect? Answer: the fact is that there is an ordinary prayer book and there is a Kabbalistic one. A Kabbalistic prayer book will be understood only by a Kabbalist, and only starting from a certain level. An ordinary prayer book can be understood by anyone who knows this language. Remark: but the usual prayer book was also written by Kabbalists. My comment: yes, but the Kabbalistic prayer book deals with the interaction of forces and the human being. In an ordinary prayer book, this is conveyed in a language understandable to everyone. Question: so can prayer be divided into two parts? Is one of them my inner prayer that now I really am lacking in relation to the state I want to come to, what pains me right now? Answer: yes. There is also a prayer that the Kabbalists wrote. If I read it, it will be like an instruction of spiritual elevation for me. Although I don't yet feel such states, it nevertheless raises me, helps me. From Kab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, December 17th, 2018. What does it mean to feel the friends? Question: what does it mean to feel the friends? Answer: it means that I constantly care about connecting with them. When I aspire to that, then I feel them in my aspiration, what I should connect to, what I should adhere to, what I should belong to. Therefore, I no longer feel myself, but my aspiration for them, the desire to feel them. It is an internal movement of the senses. Question: should I feel the aspiration of a friend? Answer: you must feel your desire to connect with a friend. From the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 5th, 2019. Lesson 0.